The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Barnabas, and we know about St. Barnabas from the Acts of the Apostles. His nickname is the Son of Encouragement, and the reason that he got that nickname is because he's the one who went to Paul and asked him to come with them to Antioch, and that kind of started Paul's missionary activity or missionary journeys that brought the gospel to the nations. See, as you know, Paul, before his conversion, he was going around taking, you know, Christians and putting them in prison in Jerusalem. So when he converted, obviously there was a lot of distrust among the Christians. Is he, you know, is playing a game with them so he can get into the, you know, their communities and take them all to prison, or he's really, truly converted? St. Barnabas trusted in St. Paul's conversion. And the reason he trusted in him, because he was a man of prayer, a man who listened to the voice of God and the Holy Spirit as it led him to what the Holy Spirit was asking him to do. But Barnabas was not only someone who encouraged Paul, but later on he went with Paul on his journeys. For a long time they traveled together, taking the good news to many of the cities in which today is Greece and Turkey. And I think today maybe it's appropriate for us to think about who were the people who kind of encouraged us on our journey of faith. Maybe it's our parents, maybe it was a teacher if we went to Catholic school, or, you know, our godparents. Who encouraged us in our journey of faith? And have we been encouraging others to come to know to Jesus and to help them to grow in their faith? That's what this day is all about, is how St. Barnabas lived his life, bringing Paul, one of the greatest, you know, missionaries in the church, the history of the church, and also through that, you know, relationship with Paul, Paul became the instrument of salvation for many people.